When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explaining this weekend that, see, the Revolutionary War was actually against the billionaires of the time.
The American Revolution was against the billionaires of their time. And we are declaring independence from such an extreme marriage of wealth and power and the state.
That's hilarious. Those of you who've listened to me for a long time know that I am a massive George Washington fan, so much so I've taken each of my children on the pilgrimage. You get that pilgrimage when you grow up in my house to Mount Vernon. We've gone and visited the grave of George Washington. We've talked about the Revolution and the rights that you have so preciously inherited as an American. So I know a few things about the Revolution and about George Washington. I've studied him intensely. My kids grew up being read books about the Revolution, specifically about George Washington. So it was a war against the billionaires at the time, really? I bet this moron does not know George Washington, when he put everything down to fight the Revolution, because he led the military end of it, was the richest man in Virginia. He was also the Speaker of the Virginia House and arguably the most powerful man in Virginia. He stepped down to fight the real power. Obviously wasn't rich, guys, since he was one. Who was it? The tax and spend dictatorial absentee government of Britain. Remember, this whole thing started with the Boston Tea Party. Why? It was about taxes and the boot. There's a reason she's saying this, though. I'm going to get to that pretty quickly. She got fact checked so hard by X. Thank God for Community Notes. Which wrote, Robert Morris, considered to be the richest man in America at that time, used his own personal wealth to finance much of the American Revolution. The American Revolution was not against the billionaires, as AOC claims, when the richest man was funding the war. Why? He wanted to be free of the dictatorial power of the time. Today's dictatorial power is a combination of Democrats and some Republicans that form globalists. They're the jackboot thugs of our time. Why is she saying this? Why would she say this? Because they are pushing violent, bloody revolution on the left. That's why. And she's trying to say to people, look, our founders were justified. Look, they believed in killing people they disagree with, just like we do. And they were fighting for the same thing. No, they weren't. Senator Mike Lee writes, no, AOC, the American Revolution was not against the billionaires of the time. It was about a large, distant, overly intrusive government that recognized no limits over its own authority to tax, regulate, and eat out the substance of the citizens it claimed to serve. Very much like the one the Democrat Party wants to build. Why is she saying this? This is yet another inducement to violence. They do it low key. And it's becoming a problem. Not says me, says the New York Times. It's the Washington Post. Over the weekend, publishing this terrifying article about the revolutionary violence that is running through the left. Quote, they're not saying someone should kill Trump, Washington Post writes, but they're coming close. Someone should do it, and its variants have become extremely popular on my online memes. This is exactly what Comey was tapping into when, in a panic, former director of the FBI is trying to push people to kill Trump because he don't want to go to prison for the crimes he knows he's committed. The Washington Post reporting there's a whole world of videos on TikTok where young progressives try to come as close as possible to calling for Trump's death without actually saying anything that might get them a visit from the Secret Service. You want to know what that sounds like? Here's their folk hero, Hassan Piker.
And you actually wrote about this, and it was a great video where you talked about, you know, someone has to do it. See, when I say that, everyone knows exactly what I mean. Which is, I think that shows that there is a lot of anger, a lot of resentment, and untapped revolutionary potential, as a matter of fact. And it's a great opportunity for organizing.
You hear that? Untapped revolutionary potential. Play AOC again. They're in the same party. They're both Democrat socialists.
The American Revolution was against the billionaires of their time. And we are declaring independence from such an extreme marriage.
We are declaring independence? See how they're doing this? Why? Because they all know what it means, Washington Post reports. Do they really mean it? They interview Grace. Says, I don't have a violent bone in my body. I'll never do it myself. But Grace would be happy, she said, if someone happened to kill Trump. And they all know what someone should do it means, according to Tim Weichninger, a associate professor at the University of Notre Dame. He said this week, this is from the Washington Post. He asked a few students on campus whether they'd seen somebody should do it appeals to. Everyone, he said, knew exactly what it meant. They are pick, 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 punch, 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 pushing, 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 pushing. And you know what they're really mad about? They were rejected at the polls. They didn't get their way. So, folks, did you see us do this when we were rejected at the polls in 2020? No, we did not. No, we did not. That's it. If we can't rule, we're going to kill everyone in our way and call it a revolution. Watch this, folks. It gets worse every week. By the way, here's just one of those viral somebody should kill Trump videos by a DC comedian. So you can see what this sounds like.
It's getting to a point, man. It's getting like somebody is going to have to, preferably someone who's already doing it, you know, so one of y'all. But somebody's going to have to just throw their life away on this one, you know, just kind of take one for the team, you know, just kinda, somebody has got to just, you know, kind of get in there and go make history. You know who you are. You know who you are. So just buck up and do your duty, you know? Okay.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
So, Iran clearly not caring if they violate the ceasefire. They've hit everything from our bases to Iranian drones over UAE, Kuwait, cargo ships over the weekend off of Qatar. Actually, three ships hit, not one. Incoming Iranian missile fire on the Kurds. It goes on and on and on and on. And we just let them. It is the strength. It's the strangest thing I've ever, I don't even know. No. Trump waited 10 days for a response from the Iranian regime to his one-page proposal, the whole time dropping, the Freedom Escort program, humanitarian program, just dropping it, which is why Iran's running around. We could put that down anytime we want to. We're just letting Iran run around the Strait of Hormuz, hitting people, shooting at people, letting them hit our bases. Hope our troops are okay. They still haven't classified whether there's any injuries in Iraq. We just shrug our shoulders and wait. And what's so outrageous about that, Lee? And I had a conversation with somebody about this weekend. I mean, I found a place with $4.10 gas, and mm-hmm. There was a guy gassing up. He had a big truck, yeah. Had a logo on the side, and he was just complaining about. He said, "I have to fill up like four or five times a week for my business. This mm-hmm. is killing me."
Yeah.
And I didn't say it, but I couldn't but think to myself, "Well, what we're paying for now wasn't this way at the beginning of the war. We're just paying for Iran to take its time, do what it wants."
Do you remember during the Biden administration when gas shot up, and you started seeing those stickers on the pumps that said, "I did that"?
Yeah.
Well, guess what I saw this weekend?
Did you see a Trump one?
Yes.
And he did.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with it.
I know. I mean,
it's true.
They are not wrong.
No, they're not wrong.
Now, I agree with the president on the premise that, yes, I would rather pay more for gas right now and knowing that Iran will not have a nuclear weapon.
Absolutely.
In the future.
Yeah.
I would be willing to do that.
I support the war.
Yeah.
I would like to resume the war.
Well, that's my point. I mean, yeah. Finish the job.
Finish it.
Let's finish it.
So that 10 days is people are struggling to pay for gas, that business owner. We have suspended Project Freedom, the escorts. 2,000 ships are sitting there waiting to go through. That's why gas prices, i.e. oil prices, are what they are. They've gone back up today. Mm-hmm. All for courtesy to Iran. We could be escorting those ships while we wait for a 10 days for a response, which ended up being a pound sand from Iran.
I mean, nothing new.
Old
thing, yeah.
The American people have to pay. I don't get it. And I'm getting really tired of it. It's not cute. It's not funny. And I've been enraged since they Trump allowed them to hit the base and didn't respond. I'm livid, pissed. And it's so strange because the war was brilliantly conducted up until then. I mean, it was a total roaring success. It was fun to come do the show every day. And then he just stops without finishing. Puts everything in Iran's court. Leaves the 2,000 tankers sitting there. Leaves Americans paying over $4 a gallon gas and walks off the stage. Oddly, it was about the same moment J.D. Vance took over negotiations with Iran. By the way, Iran didn't want Rubio because they knew he'd be a hard hitter, so they asked for Vance. Things have gone downhill since. I don't know if those things are connected. But, you know, here's Netanyahu, Israel, insisting the war is not over.
Because there's still nuclear material, enriched uranium that has to be taken out of Iran. There is still enrichment sites that have to be dismantled. There are still proxies that Iran supports. There are ballistic missiles that they still want to produce.
General Jack Keane saying the same thing for the second week in a row. We had 2 weeks left, Lee. That's all we had. We had a lot of targets, about 40% of the ballistic missiles and launchers left. We've got the nuclear stuff. We had 2 weeks left in the war to finish that up 2 weeks ago. It's now been a month. And we just walked away and stopped fighting. It is the strangest thing. And here's the thing, as General Jack Keane's pointing out, that a lot of people don't know. All Trump really has to do in Iran is just unleash Israel. Let them finish. Just let them finish.
We should go back and execute Project Freedom, take the Strait of Hormuz away from the Iranians.
Yes!
Secure it and open it for navigation. And then we have to unleash the Israelis. They have a very comprehensive bombing campaign that they're going to conduct, that deals with leadership, it deals with energy, it deals with all the weapon systems. Remember, from the outset, we don't talk about it very much, but it is a fact. The Israelis have always had more air power in this fight than we've had, and they still have more in it right now. So what they can do comprehensively here in terms of air power is significant. Remember, when we went to the ceasefire, we only had 2 weeks left. That was a month ago.
And just very frustrating this weekend to hear Trump officials, not just Trump, Lee, walking around saying, no, we're done. The war's over. It's finished. Doesn't look finished to me. You just hit one of our bases. You hit our destroyers. And saying, no, the war's finished. And now we're a great deal maker. We're just going to, we'll just negotiate. And we'll just sit around and wait, pay $4 a gallon gas for I don't know how long. And we'll just wait. I mean, here is Matt Whitaker. Ambassador.
Gets back to the drawing board when it comes to Iran. The president writing on Truth Social yesterday, I have just read the response from Iran's so-called representatives. I don't like it. Totally unacceptable. What do next steps look like?
Well, next steps are certainly to continue to negotiate. You know, President Trump is a deal maker. He's a peacemaker. He certainly has all options at his disposal, including using our awesome military if that's necessary. But really, all military objectives have been completed by the United States. You know, we are in a much different situation from 9 weeks ago, where Iran was menacing not only its neighbors, but with what we found out, their capabilities of their missile program.
They're still menacing their neighbors. And Trump administration, I mean, it's like Big Brother. I mean, truly, it's not like 1984. Listening to that.
Yeah.
I feel like the Biden administration's back. You can hear the frustration in my voice. I'm hoping this is some form of 5D chess, because I'm here to tell you, we are really informed, his followers, nobody's going to buy this.
Yeah.
Nobody is. What do you think, Lee?
Like we said, finish it. I do not get this. And there is absolutely no evidence that I have seen under any administration that when you acquiesce to Iranian demands, that they start agreeing with you and start, you know, extending the hand across the aisle to offer you something. No, they're going to take and take and take. And if they say they're offering you something, they're lying about it. So finish them off. And I agree that we should unleash Israel, let them go ahead and target the leadership that they have intel on and some of the other, you know, infrastructure and things that they want to do. And we should be doing the same. And we should occupy the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf and open it up. And that would solve several issues right there.
That's the part I understand the least. I mean, because if these insurance companies could see we have this managed,
right.
that would those tankers could move and you would see the price of oil come plummet. Come down quickly. Don't forget, again, Russia's already gotten another 265,000 barrels a day back on the market already. They can go up to 13 million. So they got about 10 million more barrels, Lee, a day in them. So that's why you're going to see these very low prices. Let the tankers move. Don't defer to Iran like your Barack Obama.
Yeah.
So maybe this is, he wants to go to China and say he has a deal. I can't, I'm beyond trying to understand it. I don't get it. Something's got to change. If Whitaker is right, and this is all they intend to do, let me tell you how this is going to end, because it's going to end badly. China is going to rush them the missile and the fuel components. They'll get them through. They've already tried to run them through our blockades from China to Iran, and they are going to go for revenge. They always do, and our troops are going to pay. They're going to blow up a base. Those people will pay with their lives for this decision. And folks, I got to tell you what, it could be worse than that, depending on how many targets they hit.
Well,
that's where we're going. It will not end any other way.
I think that there is a far worse thing. If they are able to get hold of one of those hypersonic missiles and take out a carrier, the strategic difference that would make would really be a world changer. Because then it would question the American power, the American naval power of an aircraft carrier. And it would also make us hesitant to use them. Because if they are at risk from those hypersonic missiles, those are very difficult to stop. We do not know that the Iranians have them, but we do have intel that they were in negotiations with the Chinese to get hold of them.
Yeah, I was talking about that for a long time. In fact, they announced the deal on the 24th of February. We went to war on the 28th of February. So you walk away, you leave these leaders in place, they'll get that hypersonic missile, like you said, if they don't already have it, and they will hit one of our carriers. And I mean, I'm just going to flat out say it. Trump administration's lying. They're lying to you. We are not done here. There are still targets. Iran is not defanged, as Matt Whitaker went out to say. And Lee, why lie? I mean, I can see if you can't get it done, maybe, but they can.
Yeah.
And they won't. And I don't get it. Oh. I'd love to come on the air and eat crow and say, oh, it was part of this great strategy. They just turned Strait of Hormuz over to Iran, and we all paid $4 a gallon gas while Iran sat around for 10 days, dithered, and opened fire on us and everybody else for some reason. So just make it make sense.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner gas grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.